请我们打开以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第三十章。
Chapter 30.
我们就读两节，其实，这一章圣经很宝贵，其实以赛亚书都是很宝贵的，但是为着时间的缘故，我们就读两节。
We'll read from two verses. Actually, this chapter or the whole book of Isaiah are really precious, but for time's sake, we only read two verses.
我们找到我们一同的读。
When we find it, we'll read it together.
以赛亚第三十章十五节、十六节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 and 16.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们进步之肯。你们却说不然，我们要骑马奔走，所以你们必然奔走。又说我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们也必飞快。以赛亚这一本书可以说从主前750年。到690年的事情。
Isaiah recorded the incidents from 750 BC to 659 BC.
所以我们可以看到这一本书包括了70年。
So we can see this book include about 70 years of history.
也可以说以赛亚先知他做先知向当代发预言有70年。
So we can say that.Isaiah prophesied for 70 years.
他从乌西亚王的时候就开始。
He started with the king Uzziah.
以后乌西亚死了以后，他的儿子约坦继续做王。
After Uzziah died, his son Jotham continued to be king.
乌西亚给约坦。都可以说他是所行的是在神眼中看为正的事。
And Uzziah and Jotham, they both acted in the sight of the Lord righteously.
但是有一件事情他们没有做到。
But there's one thing that they did not do.
他没有去掉那一个秋坛的偶像。
They have not eliminated the high places, the idols there.
所以他们仍然的让人来敬拜这许多的偶像。
So they let people to worship this kind of idols.
到了约坦死了以后，他的儿子西西家继续做王。
And after Jotham died, his son Hezekiah continued to be king.
西西家可以说是当代一个非常聪明。能干的君王
Hezekiah was very wise and very righteous king.
这个时候我们知道古老的国家埃及给亚述。
And we know that at that time there's this country Egypt and also Assyria.
这个两个国家可以说都很强盛。
And they are very strong countries then.
所以他们就彼此的争斗。
So they were fighting against each other.
那亚述慢慢的强大起来。
And as Assyria getting stronger and stronger.
亚述强大以后，他就想侵略亚兰国给以色列。
And when Assyria gets strong, they want to invade the Elam and also Israel.
这个时候亚兰跟以色列合起来，就要攻打南方国犹大。
And Israel and Elam want to attack the Israel, the country of Israel.
所以西西家他是非常能干的一个君王，他不单是在国防方面，他们有造就。
They actually want to attack the country of Judah, and Hezekiah is very talented.
他也是在外交上 是很成功的。
And very good in foreign politics.
所以他就连亚述来攻打亚兰和以色列。
So he would unite together with Assyria to attack Israel.
结果722年亚述就并吞了亚兰跟以色列。
So in 722 BC, Assyria had taken over Israel and Elam.
可以说西西亚是一个很成功的君王。
And we can say that Hezekiah is a very successful king.
但是亚述占领了亚兰和以色列以后，他就有野心，也要并吞犹大。
But after Assyria had taken over Israel, he wanted to invade Judah also.
所以这个西西家王就转向去连埃及。
So Hezekiah wanted to turn to Egypt.
他就希望跟埃及联盟来攻打亚述。
They want to have an alliance with Egypt to attack Assyria.
这个时候以赛亚就说预言。
And at this time, that it was Isaiah who will prophesy.
以赛亚就神给以赛亚的话，以赛亚就告诉当时的执政者。
And God gave the words to Isaiah, and he told to those who are in power.
他说得救在乎归回安息。
Said it was by returning and rest that you will have salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And then it was by quietness and trust that you will have strength.
但是你们却不听耶和华的话。
But then you are not listening to the word of God.
你们反而说不然，我们要骑马奔走。
But then you said that, no, rather we will flee with horses.
所以神就告诉他们说，所以你们必然奔走。
So God said, therefore you will flee.
他们又骄傲地说，我们要骑飞快的牲口。
And then they proudly said that we will ride off on swift horses.
所以以赛亚就告诉他们说，所以追赶你们的也必飞快。
So Isaiah told them then, therefore your pursuer will be swift.
结果亚述就进攻耶路撒冷。
And then Assyria attacked Jerusalem.
以后这位西西家就过世了。
And then Hezekiah passed away.
亚哈斯就过世，对不起。
Ahaz passed away.
他的儿子就继续他做王。
And then his son continued to be the king.
这一个儿子名叫西西家。
And then his son is Hezekiah.
他是行神眼中看为正的事。
And he walked in the way of the Lord.
他也抓住神的应许。
He hold on to the promise of God.
他说得救在乎归回安息。
He said it was by repentance and rest that you will have salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And in quietness and trust that is your strength.
我就是愿意把一点点的历史的背景稍微提到一下。
I want to just give you some of the background, the history.
让我们知道说这一句话到底什么时候说的，为什么说这一句话。
So that we know when is this sentence spoken and why.
那这一句话不单为着当代的犹大人所要说的。
Not only for the generation at that time.
我想这一句话也是为着普天下许多的国家的领袖所要说的。
It's also to the leaders of all nations.
这一句话也是为着每一个基督徒所说的。
And also for each one of us Christians.
也是为着教会的话。
And also for the church.
我们得救来在乎归回安息。
By repentance and by rest that we have salvation.
我们得力乃是要平静安稳。
And by quietness and trust that we have our strength.
我们知道大卫王可以说是一个黄金的时代。
We know King David was the golden age.
他常常写诗篇，就是把他的经历说出来。
Then he will write the psalm to tell of his experiences.
在诗篇第二十篇第七节，这是大卫为王的立场。
And in Psalm 27, this is how David has stand.
他说有人靠车。
And some depend on chariots.
有人靠马。
And some on horses.
但我们要提耶和华我们神的名。
But he said, we trust in the name of the Lord. And this is the stand of David. We know the king must depend on his chariot. The country will need a lot of weapons. But David knows the sovereignty of God. He knows how to depend on God. And standing on the ground of God. He said, we want to mention of the Jehovah God's name.
人若是没有依靠神,
if we do not depend on God,
他必须要靠兵马,
then they will have to depend on the chariot.
但是人若是依靠神,
but if we depend on God,
他就不是靠兵马来得胜,
he does not overcome by his chariots and horses,
乃是靠着耶和华的大能得胜,
but by the power of Jehovah God.
以后大卫自己的经历,
and later on the experience of David himself,
我想, 以色列是因着大卫征服了四围的许多的邻国,
and Israel had invaded all these different neighboring countries,
建造了以色列黄金时代的国度,
and built this golden ages of Israel's history.
历代的以色列人都纪念到这位王乃是神所拣选的,
and generation after, they know that David was chosen by God.
他也成了弥赛亚基督的预表,
and he became to be the prophecy of Christ.
他的经历说, 君王不能因兵多得胜,
and he said the king cannot overcome by a lot of chariots.
这是在诗篇第33篇,
this is in Psalm 33:16-17. He said, depending on your horses is in vain.
他说马也不能因为力大得救,
and they cannot be used as a deliverance for you.
这是大卫的一生的为君王的胜的经历,
and this is the experience of how David had overcome in his life.
以后我们看到这个历代的以色列人他们常常在节期的时候就唱了有几篇的诗篇,
so later on we see in festivity time in the Israel history, they will sing these few psalms.
这几篇的诗篇叫做哈利路亚的诗篇,
and these songs are called the Hallelujah songs.
这几篇的诗篇是让我们常常的要赞美神,
so that we can praise God.
那就是诗篇第113篇到诗篇118篇,
and this is from Psalm 113 to 118.
在诗篇118篇8节9节有几句话非常的宝贵,
in Psalm 118, the verse 8 and 9, there's something that's very precious.
我想这是以色列人用诗歌来赞美神,
and Israel used the psalm to praise God.
以色列人也是用诗歌来提醒他们每一个人,
and then also the Israel used this psalm to remind themselves.
他说投靠耶和华强是依赖人,
he said to take refuge in the Lord, and it's stronger than taking refuge in man.
以后说投靠耶和华强是倚靠王子,
and then later on it says it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in the prince.
我想这是在后期大卫王以后的所编的诗篇,
I think it's in the later generation after David's time that this psalm was written.
他们常常借着诗歌来提醒我们说, 我们不要依靠人, 不要依靠人的力量.
He said, using these songs, they remind us, do not trust in man nor their strength.
甚至君王,一代的君王,也不要依靠他.
Even they are kings, we do not want to depend on him.
我们宁可要投靠耶和华我们的神,
rather trust in the Lord our God.
以后到了14节的时候, 他们仍然就唱一首摩西当时所唱的诗歌,
and later on in verse 14, they sing a song of Moses.
那就是当他们离开埃及过红海的时候, 摩西就提起笔来写了一首的诗歌.
It's after they crossed the Red Sea, Moses took the pen and wrote down this song.
这一首的诗歌, 摩西就交给他的姐姐米利亚来带领 整个以色列人来唱这首的诗歌。
And then Moses turned this song to his sister Miriam to lead the congregation to sing.
他一唱就说：“耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我们的拯救。”
And they were singing, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation."
那现在在历代以后，摩西以后，他们还是唱这一首诗歌。
After generation, they continue to sing this song.
所以在十四节里面就说：“耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。”
So in verse 14, it was recorded, it said, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation."
若是我们读以赛亚书的时候，以赛亚十二章，以赛亚也叫着以色列人的百姓，犹大的百姓说：“耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。”
And then in early parts of Isaiah, continue to have the Israel people saying that the Lord God is my song, is my strength, and also my salvation.
我们真正有生命的基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, when we have lives in us,
我们真正在基督里面有经历的基督徒。
When we truly have the experience in Christ,
我们若是真正有追求长进的基督徒。
If we are one who pursue after God,
我们虽然在一个大征战的里面，
even though we are in a great battle,
我相信我们的灵的里面也会唱出这一首诗歌，说：“耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。”
And I also believe that in our spirit we will sing this song that the Lord is our strength and our song and our salvation.
以赛亚不单叫整个的神的选民要唱这一首的诗歌。
Not only I say want the whole Israel people to sing this song,
并且以赛亚要告诉神的选民说：“得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳。”
He also wants to tell the Israel people that it was by repentance and by rest that you have the salvation. And by quietness and trust, you have the strength.
我记得前一个月我写了诗篇126篇。
I remember last month I have shared about Psalm 126.
当耶和华使我们归回的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
That as God calls us to return, we are like those who have dreams.
我们满嘴喜笑，满口欢呼。
And the laughter filled with our face, and then praises filled with our mouth.
以后他们还是在祷告说：“神啊，使我们归回。”
And then we continue to pray, God, continue to let us return.
因为我们回到迦南地的时候，我们需要力量。
Because when we come to the land of Canaan, we continue to need the strength.
我们需要耕种。
We need to plow.
我们流泪撒种的才得了丰富收割。
When we sow with tears, then we reap with joy.
在完了以后，有一位弟兄就把这一节圣经说：“哦，得救在乎归回安息。”
And after we spoke, a brother shared about this verse that the repentance and rest is our salvation.
所以这一切的圣经一直在我的心内。
So this verse continued to be in my heart.
实在我是计划在这几个月以后有另外的题目。
And actually I plan to have other topics in this few months.
但是这一句话一直在我的心中。
But this verse continued to be in my heart.
我必须要给弟兄姊妹分享。
I must share with brothers and sisters.
我们需要得救。
We need to be saved.
我们也更需要得力。
We also need to have strength.
得救与得力。
To be saved and to have strength.
我们不单是要信耶稣。
Not only we need to believe in Jesus.
我们还要受洗跟随耶稣。
We also need to be baptized and follow Christ.
我们不单是做一个信徒。
Not only we just a believer.
我们一定要做门徒。
We also must be a disciple.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不跟随耶稣，
if we don't follow Jesus,
哪一个做信徒就不是真实的？
That believer may not be true.
我们的受洗乃是证明我所信的耶稣真是有生命在我的里面。
Our baptism indicates that the Christ I believe in is in me.
所以我要把主耶稣给我的生命给主耶稣的生命相连。
I want to have my life to be connected to the life that Christ gives me.
这就是以赛亚在主前716年所说的预言。
This is the prophecy spoken by Isaiah in 716 BC.
我们不单是要得救。
Not only we have salvation,
我们也要得力。
We also must have strength.
我想这是神宝贵的应许。
And this is a promise of God.
这是神丰富的恩典。
Abundant grace of
him. 我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候，他在约翰福音第十章十节告诉我们说，我来了教养得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Just like Jesus Christ had said when he was on this earth, he said, I came that they might have life, but have abundant life.
我们多少的时候我就想到，我若是信耶稣以后不要下地狱那就好了。
If we just think that if I believe in Christ, so I don't go to hell.
或许我信了耶稣在我这一生当中能够平安就好了。
Or if after I believe in Jesus, so I can have peace.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们的恩典不单是仅仅的得救。
But the grace of God is not only just salvation.
神给我们的恩典乃是丰丰富富的。
The grace of God is abundant to us.
我想多少的基督徒是过着了一个贫穷的日子。
And so many Christians have lived a poor life.
因为我们没有得着了力量。
Because we do not have strength.
因为我们没有抓住主耶稣的应许说，我来了是要叫人的生命并且得着更丰盛的生命。
Because we have not hold on to the promise that he said, I came that the sheep may have life, but have it also have abundantly.
我们需要主耶稣的生命。
We need the life of the Lord.
更需要主耶稣丰富的生命。
We also need the abundant life of our Lord.
我们已经领受了主耶稣的恩典。
We already received the grace of God.
我们还是要得着了丰富的恩典。
We need to receive the abundant grace.
所以我们每一个基督徒的生活经历乃是恩上加恩。
So our experience as Christian is grace upon grace.
乃是力上加力。
And strength upon strength.
我们有了信心，我们也必须要有行为。
If we have faith, we must have the good deeds.
我们既然称义，我们也要与神和好。
If we are justified, we need to be reconciled with God.
这是这一节圣经给我们显明出来说，得救和得力。
And this verse tells us salvation and also have the strength.
但是我们先看得救在乎归回安息。
And we first look at repentance and rest is for your salvation.
我想我今天不能够完全的讲完。
I don't think I can finish all this today.
我还要留着下一次再讲。
I want to say some for next time.
所以你们要记得下一次什么时候再接下去。
So you need to remember next time when do I continue with this.
那实在在我的这个侍奉的经历的里面，我觉得我讲信息最困难就是到底要讲什么东西。
In my experience of my ministry, the most difficult problem I have is what to share.
我要用很多的时间来到主的面前，安静在神的面前，寻求说，神啊，你要叫我给弟兄姊妹分享什么话？
I have to use a lot of time to come to God, to rest upon Him, to ask God, what do you want me to share to the brothers and sisters?
所以你们常常听到我讲了一个题目以后，就接着好几次。
So sometimes you see that on one topic, I will continue to speak many times.
因为神给我哪一个话语以后，哪一个话语就讲不完。
Because when God gave me that word, and I cannot stop on that topic.
这是神的丰富。
And this is the abundance of God.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
这是神赏给每一个真正寻求他名的人，他话语的人一个智慧。
And this is a wisdom that God will give to all those who will seek after Him.
这个智慧不是我们自己的。
And that wisdom is not from ourselves.
这一个话也不是自己的。
And that word is not from ourselves.
这一个话乃是出于神。
But it's from God.
我们没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing we can boast about.
我们只有匍匐在神的面前。
We can only bow down before God.
但是我们每一个人的属灵的经历的里面都能够这样的丰富。
May our experience in our spiritual life will be that abundant.
这样的恩典。
And that kind of grace.
所以我今天只讲得救在乎归回安息。
So today I will only talk about in repentance and rest we have salvation.
我们前一次已经讲到归回。
And last time we talked about returning.
我再一次说，这个归回可以说是转向。
And I can say that this returning is a turning around.
这一个归回可以说是回头。
It's like turn your head.
我们以前走的路不对了。
What we have done, walk before is not right.
以前我是靠着自己走路的。
Before I depend on myself to walk.
以前我是在这个世界上摸索的。
Before I was just seeking.
现在我听见了，主耶稣乃是世上的光。
Now I see that our Lord Jesus is the light of the world.
因着他的光，我能够有方向。
By his light, I have direction.
我不单看见了光，知道哪一个方向。
Not only I can see the light and know about the direction.
我也要跟从哪一个光而行。
I want to follow that light too.
我就不在黑暗的里面。
Then I will not be in darkness.
所以这一个归回乃是要回头。
So this returning is to turn around.
这个归回也可以说是悔改。
And also repentance.
以前我们不对的事情。
What was wrong before?
以前我们的思想。
What we thought about before?
以前我们的看法。
And what we our idea is before.
以前我们的观念。
And our concept before.
以前我们的行为。
And our deeds from before.
当主耶稣光照了我们以后。
When our Lord shed the light upon us.
我需要痛悔以前的许许多多的行为。
I need to repent from all these deeds.
我愿意回转过来面向着神。
I want to turn around and face my God.
跟随这位主耶稣。
To follow this Lord Jesus.
这叫我们能够归向神。
This is how we can return to God.
这是以赛亚先知不断的所说的信息。
And this is the message that Isaiah will put upon us.
我不过是只做这一节而已。
And I'm pointing to this one verse only.
若是我们要读以赛亚书的时候，
If we are read the whole book of Isaiah,
整本的以赛亚书都充满了这样的话语。
The whole book of Isaiah is filled with this kind of words.
我们要归回。
We are to return.
我们需要悔改。
We need to repent.
在以赛亚55章六节七节也是这样的信息。
In Isaiah 55, 6 and 7, same kind of message.
他说单称耶和华，可寻找的时候寻找他。
He said, seek the Lord while he may be found.
相近的时候求告他。
And call on him while he is near.
但恶人当离去自己的道路。
Many wicked will forsake his way.
不义的人当除掉自己的意念。
And the evil man from his thought.
归向耶和华。
Let him turn to the Lord.
耶和华就必怜惜。
And he will have mercy on him.
当归向我们的神。
And return to our God.
因为我们的神是广行圣怜。
For he freely pardoned.
这是一个非常宝贵的信息。
This is a very precious message.
呼召我们回到神的面前。
To call us to come back to the Lord.
趁着可寻找的时候寻找他。
Seek him while he still can be found.
相近的时候求告他。
And call on him while he still
can be found. 我们有时候就想到我等到事业都成功了。
Sometimes we thought maybe after my career is successful.
我家庭这个生儿养女以后，也培养儿女长大以后，我才好好来侍奉神。
That after I have my children all grown up, then I'll come to follow God.
以赛亚先知说，当可寻找的时候寻找他。
But Isaiah said, when seeking, when he still can be found. If you heard the gospel today, you need to seek him today.
你若是知道说耶和华神，我们的主是拯救我们的主，我们就要求告他。
We need to seek him when we know that he's the one who saved us.
现在仍然是可以寻找的时候。
This is a time we can still seek him.
现在仍然是相近的时候。
This is a time we can still call upon him.
时间慢慢的要过去。
Time will pass away.
时代越来越紧迫,
and it will be more and more tense.
人的知识越来越充满这个世界,
the worldly knowledge will fill this earth.
科技越来越发达,
and the technology will improve.
哎呀, 20年前, 我在学校念 computer 是要打卡的。
And 20 years ago, when I studied computer, you had to punch cards.
现在我看到人拿到电话就可以看到那个对方的那个人像。Now
I hold onto a phone, you can see the face of the other person.
一面我们觉得科学发达叫人得到了很多的好处。
One side, we see a lot of benefits from the technology.
但是另外一方面乃是一个非常危险的时代。
But on the other hand, it's a dangerous time.
而我们以前想主耶稣再来，哦，可能什么时候预言慢慢慢慢的实现，我们才来好好的来亲近主。
Sometimes we thought all these things are being fulfilled, then we come and be near God.
现在我们可以看到一下子可能就没有了。
But now we can see maybe in a sudden time that it will be passed away.
让我们能够警醒。
That we need to be alert.
让我们真正能够转向神。
That we can turn to God.
我们一切的工作都要过去。
All the work will pass away.
我们这些地上的工作也不保险。
There's no guarantee for the work on this earth.
谁是我们的安全？
Who is our security?
这世界上东西可靠吗？
Can you depend on the things of this world?
整个世界。 有一天都要被火燃烧,
the whole world will be melted by fire.
但是你我真正依靠神的人,
but those who trust in the Lord,
我们有一个声音听说主来的日子近了,
we heard the voice that the time is near.
不然我们仍然在哪一个地方迟延睡觉,
so that we will not fall asleep while waiting.
乃是叫我们的警醒预备,
that we can prepare and be alert.
但是我们自己没有力量,
but we don't have strength in ourselves.
我们还是靠着主的恩典,
but by the grace of God.
但是我们常常在主的话语里面被提醒,
that we can be reminded by the word.
我们今天不是在这一个地方说你要做什么你要怎么做呢,
we are not here to say you are to do this or do that.
我们今天来自在这里说我们是不是来亲近主,
but we are to say, are we come here to
我们当可寻找的时候寻找他,
are we seeking him while he still can be found?
相近的时候求告他,
and call upon him while he is still near.
以色列人的得救,
the salvation of Israel,
他乃是在归回安息,
depending on the repentance and rest.
当他归回的时候, 他们才有安息。
When they repent, then they have rest.
我们若是读到以赛亚36章34章,
when we read Isaiah 36 and 37,
我们就知道有一件事情,
we will know that there's one incident.
我刚刚提到亚述就进攻耶路撒冷,
I earlier talked about Assyria will invade Jerusalem.
亚述的大军就在哪一个地方大骂耶和华神,
and the Assyrian army was going against God.
亚述的就哪一个元帅就骂那个西西家王,
the general of Assyria was scolding against Hezekiah the king.
他就在哪一个地方劝告犹大人说你不要听西西家的话。
He was proclaiming that to the Israel that don't listen to King Hezekiah.
这个时候西西家就谦卑到主的面前。
At that point, Hezekiah humbled before the Lord.
什么叫做归回?
What do you mean by returning?
归回乃是愿意回到神的面前。
It means that we are to return to the God.
谦卑服服在神的面前。
humble and bow down before our Lord.
若是你们有时间，可以看36章、37章。
If you have time, go read Isaiah 36 and 37.
当西西家没有办法的时候，他就伏在神的面前求告神。
When Hezekiah had no other way, he would come and humble himself before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在我是侍奉的当中，我遇见多少的事情，都是人没有办法的时候，他回头到神的面前。
Brother and sister, in my experience, in my ministry, so many times people will only come to God when there's no other way around.
有很多弟兄姊妹就到我们的面前说：“冯弟兄啊。”你为我祷告。
Some brothers and sisters will come to me and say, Brother Fong, pray for me.
好像我们有一个神秘的能力，我们一祷告，人的问题就解决了。
Seems like we have that mystery power. If I pray, then all the problem will be solved for them.
我自己就想到，我有什么神秘呢？
And I was thinking, there's no mystery in me.
我跟普通的每一个弟兄姊妹都是一样的。
I'm the same as the other brothers and sisters.
为什么祷告真是有力量？
Why do I have strength in my prayer?
我就想到，不是我的力量。
I remember it's not my own strength.
不是我有一个神秘在里面。
Not that I have that mystery.
乃是因为来到主的面前说，冯弟兄，你为我祷告的时候，他开始谦卑伏在神的面前。
It's because when he came and said, Brother Fong, pray for me, he started to humble himself.
所以我愿意为帮助他们祷告。
So I'm willing to help them to pray.
但是哪一个神真是听人的祷告？
But God listened to the prayer of man.
西西家也是一样的。
Similarly, it's the same for Hezekiah.
他就把这样的事情告诉以赛亚先知。
And he told this to prophet Isaiah.
不是以赛亚先知有什么神秘的力量。
Not that Isaiah had any mystery power. 乃
是因为西西家往自己谦卑认罪在神的面前。
Because Hezekiah humbled himself and acknowledged his sin before God.
当最紧急的时候，
in that critical time,
哪一个晚上，
in that night,
神差遣天使，
God sent the angels,
到了哪个亚述的军营的里面，
to the camp of Assyria.
一夜当中死了185,000人。
In one night, 185,000 Assyrian soldiers died.
第二天早上，
and the next morning,
人起来的时候都是看见许多的死尸。
They woke up and saw all these corpses.
所以亚述王赶快就退兵回到自己的国度。
So king of Assyria retreat and went back to their own country.
以后，他的儿子就把他杀掉。
And later on, his son killed him.
西西家王享受了他的那一个辉煌的年龄。
And King Hezekiah enjoyed that good time.
人就认为西西家就是这个旧约所预言的弥赛亚。
And people thought that Hezekiah was the prophesied Messiah.
不是，西西家不是弥赛亚。
But Hezekiah is not the Messiah.
但是人以为说，这样的一个能力，这样的一个过渡，辉煌的过渡，一定弥赛亚过渡临到以色列的当中。
But people thought that this kingdom, this glorious kingdom was that time.
若是你们读西方历史，
If you read Western history,
你就知道西西家那个时候是一个非常强盛的时候。
You know, that time of King Hezekiah was very strong.
是附近的邻国都来朝贡他。
And the neighboring countries would come and pay tribute.
所以以色列犹太人也移民到每一个地方。
So the Jewish people had moved to different places.
特别在地中海沿岸。
And in the, around the Mediterranean.
特别在当时的非洲亚历山大的大城。
And also in Africa, the Alexandria city.
很多的犹太的侨民在那个地方。
There's a lot of Jewish who moved over there.
所以到了主前200年。
So in 200 years BC.
很多犹太教徒在亚历山大的城里。
So there was a lot of Jewish people in the city of Alexandria.
他们就想读这个希腊文的圣经，旧约圣经。
They want to read the Old Testament in Greek.
所以他们就请了72个的文士来把希伯来文翻成希腊文。
So they asked 72 scholars to translate this Old Testament from Hebrew to Greek.
这是主前200年的事情。
This was recorded in 200 BC.
这个常常我们觉得很宝贵的旧约的希腊文圣经。
It's very precious of this Greek Old Testament.
这就是所谓七十一本。
And this is what we call translation of the 70.
当希西家归向神的时候,
so when King Hezekiah returned to God,
他不但得着了拯救,
not only have he had salvation,
这个拯救不是靠着他自己的力量,
then this salvation is not by his own strength,
这个拯救乃是靠着耶和华的大能,
but by the power of Jehovah God,
并且他也能够得着了真正的安息,
and then he will have that true rest.
弟兄姊妹，我们的救恩也是一样。Brothers
and sisters, similarly with our salvation,
我们的救恩不是靠着我们自己的能力。The
salvation is not by our own strength.
所以使徒保罗在以弗所第二章第八节第九节就说。So
Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9, and he said,
你们得救乃是本乎恩，也因着信。For
it is by grace that you are saved and through faith.
不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It is not from yourself, it is the gift of God.
不是出于自己，免得有人自夸。
And not by works, so that no one should boast.
第一个，我们知道我们的救恩乃是出于神。
First, we need to know our salvation is from God.
我们只要愿意来到神的面前。
All we have to do is come to God.
主耶稣应许我们说，把劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Our Lord Jesus had promised, for those who are weary and laden, He can come to me and I'll give them rest.
我相信在我们的当中，有很多是劳苦担重担的人。
I believe many of us have burden and weary.
每一个人有每一个人的难处。
Each one have your own problem.
让我们把一切的重担带来到耶稣的面前。
Let's take all our burden, come to Lord Jesus Christ.
他是替我们担当的主。
He's the one who will carry that for us.
他也是医治我们疾病的主。
He's the one who will heal our diseases.
他也是愿意拯救我们的主。
He's the one who's willing to save us.
得救，在乎归回安息。
In repentance and rest, we will have salvation.
得力在乎平静安稳。
And in quietness and trust, we have our strength.
神若是许可，下次再继续如何的得力。
And if God is willing, I'll continue next time how to receive the strength.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你的恩典是何等的宝贵。
How precious is your grace?
你的恩典是何等的真实?
And how truthful is your grace?
你的恩典也是何等的丰富?
And how abundant is your grace?
开我们属灵的眼睛,
open up our spiritual eyes,
叫我们能够看见你的恩典的奇妙,
so that we can see the wonderfulness of your grace.
开我们的心门, 使我们乐意到你的面前说,
open up our hearts so we can come to you and say,
主啊，我需要你。
Lord, I need you.
求你进入我的心。
May you come into my heart.
做我的救主。
To be my Savior.
好让我得着了真正的安息。
So that I can have the true rest.
好让我得着了拯救。
So that I have the true salvation.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
感谢主,
thank the Lord. 我们今天有个年轻的人,
today we have a young person, a young man to share with us.
他真是经历了得救，在乎归回安息。
And he had experienced how he was had repentance and rest.
我相信他也 经历了得力在乎平静安稳。
And I think he experienced also by quietness and trust he had his strength.
好，我们把这样的时间交给麦雅。
We'll turn this time to Jeremiah.
你替他翻译。
还是请 Chris 要不要？他儿子翻译。
没有。啊。
没有。啊。What is that?
My name is Jeremiah, and I grew up in the church, so this is it's a really big pleasure for me to be here, and it's a great honor for me to be here.
我在这里是这里长大，我是非常高兴可以回来这里，也很荣幸可以回来这里跟你们分享。
It really is too good to be back home. It's always good to be back home, friends, family.
很高兴可以回到家里边跟朋友跟家人在一起。
And it's often that like you guys are always in my prayers.
嗯，你们常常在我的祷告里边。
I'm very nervous.
我非常紧张。
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in prayer, like wondering what I should say today.
我好经过好多祷告，在想我应该讲什么。
But.I'm here and I'm ready. So,
所以我现在在这里了，我也预备好了。
Though it was a close call that I almost didn't make it tonight or today.
但是有差一点我不能来。
You'll have to excuse me if I look a little tired because I got in this morning at 2 a.m.
如果你看到我很累的话，因为我今天早上两点钟才到。
I was supposed to have gotten in at 8 p.m. last night.
我本来是应该昨天八点晚上到的。
But a funny thing happened.
但是有一些事情发生。
I had a layover in Philadelphia.
我在费城那边停了一下。
And the plane was delayed, so I went to find a place where I can plug in my computer.
所以那个飞机它迟了，所以我就找一个地方可以用我的电脑。
The reason why I wanted to use my computer was because I wanted to write this testimony.
我要用我的电脑是因为我要把这个我的见证写下来。
I became pretty involved in my testimony. I was like, oh, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do.
我是非常注意到我在怎么样讲我的见证。
I look at my watch and it's 6:30.
当我看我的表的时候已经六点半了。
I go back to the gate.
我回去那飞机的门的地方。
And the plane is leaving.
那个飞机已经要离开了。
So I was like, oh no.
我觉得哦糟糕了。
So I called home and said I missed my flight.
所以我打电话回家说我的飞机误了。
You know, surprising for me, the first thing wasn't like, oh no, I'm not going to get home tonight.
我那时候很奇怪，没有想说哦，我不能回家了。
I was like, oh no, I can't give my testimony tomorrow.
我是说哦，明天我不能讲见证了。
So I was praying like, God, if you want me to give this testimony tomorrow, you'll provide a way for me to get home tonight.
所以我就跟神说，如果你要我讲见证的话，你就找一个方法让我可以回到家里。
So I go out because I go to the ticket counter.
所以我就去了那个卖票的地方。
And I sheepishly tell the checkout lady like I missed my flight.
所以就告诉那个推销员我是误了我的飞机。
And it's by the grace of God that I'm here today.
但是靠神的恩典，我今天还是到了。
So God is a really good God.
神真是一个很好的神。
And it is for this reason that I wanted to talk today.
所以为了这个原因，我就想来跟你们分享。
I called my grandfather a couple of weeks ago because I felt that I really should say how God is just so amazing.
在我两个多礼拜前，我开打电话给我祖父，说我很希望讲神的见证。
It has been exactly 1 year and 2 days since I left Kansas City for college in Boston.
我是一年两天以前离开这里到波士顿那边读大学。
And during that time, in that very short amount of time, God showed me much grace and much mercy.
在这么短的时间，神给我很多的恩典跟怜悯。
Within the last year, God has become very real in my life.
在这个过去一年，神是非常真实在我身上。
And how much His presence is needed in my life.
我也很需要他的同在。
You know, I want to be clear that God has always taken care of me.
我想讲清楚，神常常就是来帮助我。
No, He's always taken care of me.
常常来照顾我。
But it's only taken this year for me to fully acknowledge that it was him that was taking care of everything.
但是在这一年，我才真正晓得他真正在照顾我。
Now college is stereotyped as being the best 4 years of anybody's life.
大学是好像有两个看法，好像是这最好的几年，在你生命中最好的几年。
It's supposed to be a time of exploration, like, and figuring out who you're going to be.
像一个时间，还有你可以找到你自己的一个自己的样子。
And it's like said, like, when else will you live, eat, drink, sleep, school?
你可以吃，你可以睡，你可以做什么事情
？It's all school. These 4 years.
都是在学校里边。
And so, I went to college thinking that.With actually a very ambivalent, I was very ambivalent to college.
Ambivalent.
Unclear.
Okay. 我到大学我就觉得我很不清楚我要做什么。
I had mixed feelings.
我就有点不同的感受。
The natural, like, oh, I get to go to college.
很自然说啊，我可以去大学了。
But also the fears of going to college.
然后也有一些惧怕。
Especially going to a school like MIT.
而且是去一个大学，像那个 MIT 的大学。
God had miraculously arranged for me to go there.
神很神奇的这样子把我带到这大学里边。
And I was scared out of my wits.
然后我是非常的害怕。
Because, well, just listening to the stereotypes of like the rumors of like how hard it is, how crazy it is.
就听到有一些观点是非常难，就是非常困难的。
It gets you scared.
一定实在是使我很害怕。
And when I arrived there,
当我在到了那边以后
，I was surprised to find all the rumors were right.
我就很惊奇，因为所有所听到的事情都是真的。
And more importantly, I found so many more things that I found were wrong with the school.
但是我也发觉有很多这个学校不对的事情。
Wrong because I was looking in the wrong places.
不对是因为我是到了一个不对的地方来看。
So the classes, let's begin with the classes.
先讲一讲这些我上的课。
My first semester I thought I was taking physics.
第一个学期我有学这个物理
chemistry
然后化学
two maths
然后两课的数学
and an Asian American studies class
然后东方的Asian American 东方的美国人
and okay so I could handle the classwork
我想我可以应付这些课门
But let's move on to life at MIT.
但是在 MIT 的生活，我要再讲一下。
Let's first talk about the food.
那边的食物。
You know, we can laugh now.
我们可以笑。
But you never know how important food is.
你不会觉得食物是很重要的。
You know, I think back in high school and how often I complained.
我在想，我在中学的时候，我那些食物我常常在埋怨。
But it's a feast.
但是那个时候实在是一个宴席。
Let's talk about my dorm room.
然后我的那个宿舍。
I had 3 roommates.
我有三个同房。
In a room that was smaller than the AV room back there.
比那个房间还小。
You had to put 4 beds, 4 desks.
四个床，四个桌子。
And all our stuff.
所有我们的东西都在里边。
And you can imagine 4 guys living there.
你在想四个男生在那边住。
Needless to say, tensions ran high.
那个很多的摩擦在里边。
Many unkind words were said.
有很多不好的话在讲。
And many controversies should have been avoided.
很多那些话可以不需要讲的。
Let's talk about the campus now.
讲到那个校园。
There's so much concrete.
很多那个红磨泥。
I was walking around the campus the other day.
我有一天在校园里边走
，and there's this little kid that was visiting MIT.
有个小小孩在看这个学校。
And he said, "Boy, this is the ugliest school I've ever seen."
对，我从来没看过这么难看的学校。
Like, who would ever want to come here?
谁会来这里啊？
You know, so life, needless to say, was very hard for me.
所以我在那边生活不是很容易。
You know, everything added up, and with the stress of work, of schoolwork.
所以加上这个学校的功课，我就很多压力。
It's a lot to handle.
所以我很难应付。
There was a thing in the New York Times a couple months ago.
有一个文章在这个 New York Times 上面写着。
And it was talking about MIT.
是在讲 MIT 这个学校。
And within the last 12 years.
他说在过去十二年。
There had been 12 suicides.
有十二个自杀的案。
You know, and it just says about the environment that you're in.
So you 就看到这个环境。
In fact, MIT gives a day off every month.
MIT 为这缘故呢，它每一个月会有一天放假。
They don't call it Suicide Prevention Day.
他们不是说这个避免自杀的那天。
But all the students know it is.
但是所有学生都认为那天就是这样子，为了这个原因。
Life is hard.
所以很难的生活。
I came back for semester.
然后过去一个学期我回来。
Wondering like why God.
我就想神为什么呢？
Like, why did you put me in this situation?
为什么放我在这个环境里边？
You couldn't understand, like, I was as on my knees, like, God, like, why are you doing this to me?
我一直在问神，为什么你这样子对我？
So, during winter break,
所以在那个冬天那个休息的时间，
I sat down one day,
我有一天就坐下来，
and wrote,why I was unhappy.
我就写下为什么我不高兴。
Like, I wrote and wrote.
我就写了写了就写。
I was praying to God, like, I'm laying all this before you.
我就跟神祷告，我现在把这都列下来了。
I don't know what you're going to do.
我不想你要怎么做。
But I wish you would make it better.
我希望你可以把这个改进一点。
You know, during first semester,
在第一个学期,
I realized that I didn't feel like a Christian.
我发觉我好像不是一个基督徒。
You know, I went to a church every Sunday.
我每一个星期都去教堂。
But I somehow felt very disconnected from God.
但是我觉得跟神离得很远。
It's because my life was just so hectic.
因为我的生活很紧张。
And never actually allocated time for God.
真正没有花时间在神上面。
Okay, I've painted a pretty grim picture of MIT.
So, 我就描述的好像一个很不好看的一个 MIT 的学校。
But MIT wouldn't be MIT without its positives.
MIT 它当然是一定有好处的地方。
One of the very first lessons I was taught.
第一个课我所学到的
was that I had been so busy looking at the negatives.
我一直在看在不好的方面
that I completely ignored the positives.
我就忘记看好的方面。
So this last semester I've started notice changes.
所以在这个上去一个学期我就开始看到有改变。
So many changes.
有很多的改变。
And these changes were answered prayers.
很多这个改变都是因为我祷告以后的。
You know, all these changes I noticed were the result of nothing that I was doing.
我发觉这些改变不是我可以做到什么事情。
I'm the same faulted person.
我还是这样子不好的人。
But God somehow had shown a lot of mercy to me.
但是神给我很多的怜悯。
He was letting me see that he was hearing my prayers and he was answering them.
他给我看到他在听我的祷告，而且答应我的祷告。
And he's also he was there showing me that he's always been there. He's always been there, and he's always will be there.
他告诉我，他一直在跟我在一起，还是继续会跟我在一起。
One of the very first thoughts came back was my physics final from first semester.
我就第一个感受就是我的物理的第一个考试。
So I had the luck of having all my finals every like consecutively like day after day.
我一直有很多的在每差不多每天都有这个考试。
So for 1 week, I tested.
So 整个礼拜我都是在考试里边。
And the very first test was physics.
第一个考试就是物理。
And that was the hardest test ever.
那是我发觉是最难，我遇到最难的一个考试。
MIT doesn't give you any time off to study.
MIT 不会让你有时间去学习的。
Basically, they give you a weekend to study for all your finals.
你可以去读你预备所有的考试。
Up to a week before finals.
那是在考试以前的一个礼拜。
There were still exams, still problem sets to be turned in.
还是会有很多不同的测验跟那个功课要交上去。
Even a couple days before the final.
就是在总考的前一两天。
There was new material to be learned.
还是有新的东西要去学。
Too much.
太多了。
So I started studying for my physics final.
所以我开始要温习这个物理那个考试。
I spent the entire weekend studying.
我整个周末都在学温习。
And that night before.
在那个晚上。
I called my mother.
我就打电话给我妈妈。
I can't study anymore.
我跟她说我不能再学温习了。
But what I was worrying about.
我在就很担心。
Was that I hadn't finished half the material yet.
我还没有读完一半的东西。
There was so much.
这是太多东西了。
But God took care of me.
但是神还是照顾了我。
God took care of me through that test.
神照顾就是在那个考试上照顾了我。
I remember that test. I was like, goodness, this is the hardest test that I've ever taken in my life.
我在记得在那个考试的时候，我说这个是最难的一个考试。
I had stopped like 10 times.
我在停下来十次。
It was, yeah, I left that test half blank.
大概那个考试上有一半我没有填上去。
But so did all the other kids.
但是其他人也是这样子。
But only God could have given me the peace, the strength, and arranged everything that way so that I could get through that class.
只有神给我这样子的平安，我可以在这事情上经过。
So this like brought up this verse from Romans.
所以这个就是有这个罗马书这个经节到我身上。
Romans 4,
罗马书第四章
verses 4 and 5.
第四、第五节。
It says, now when a man works, hold on a second.
没有关系。他说做工的得工价。
His wages are not credited to him as a gift.
不算是恩典。
But as an obligation.
乃是该得的。
However, to the man who does not work,
but trusts God,
who justifies the wicked,
只信称罪人为义的。
Parenthetical statement. Even the wicked.
这边有特别注意到，就是算罪人，他也是听的。
His faith is credited as righteousness.
他的信就算为他的义。
It's like no matter what I was doing.It doesn't matter.
不管我在做什么，好像没有关系。
It was only God that mattered.
是只有神是有关系。
And that's faith.
这个是信心。
And that's something that God has been teaching me.
这就是神一直在教导我的。
Faith is something you can't learn. It has to be experienced.
信心是不是我们可以学习到，是要亲历到的。
It's like, the best way to describe it is like, okay, so the...This is a time for me to redeem myself a little bit. Okay, maybe I should explain more. MIT, I should now redeem MIT's image a bit.
我大概是应该是开始讲一些 MIT 的好处。
one of the best positives of MIT.
MIT 最好的一个地方
is that it balances the theoretical and abstract.
它是把那个抽象跟那个定理。
I'm at the theoretical and the application.
Okay, 有一个定论跟应用，它会有一个平衡。
So they teach you. So they have a strong theoretical science department.
它会有一个很理论科学有一个很强的一个部门。
But it also is the best engineering school.
它也有一个最好的一个工程的一个学校。
And there's a reason for that.
这是有一个原因的。
Because the very fundamental of the school.
因为这个学校的一个基本。
Is to teach you the principles first.
是先告诉你一个原则。
And then show you how it's applied.
然后告诉你怎么去应用。
Faith operates in exactly the same manner.
信心就是同样的用法。
At least for me.
至少对我是这样子。
I was taught everything about the Christian ways as I grew up.
我长大的时候，我都有很多教我是基督徒应该是怎么样。
And it was a very comfortable life.
在这边是非常是舒服的一个生活。
My parents took care of everything I wanted.
我的父母就什么事上都可以照顾到。
The church was a spiritual home.
然后这教会是一个属灵的家。
But that, so it was very easy for me to say, I have faith. I had faith.
所以就我很容易就可以说我有信心。
But when, just like in the first semester.
但是好像在第一个学期。
When there was trouble.
当困难来的时候。
But it wasn't just like a little bit of trouble.
不是很小的困难。
It was a whole truckload.
是很多很多的困难。
That's when your faith.
是当时我的信心。
Either makes it or breaks it.
可能就可以用得上，或者就没办法了。
And that has been a very valuable lesson.
所以那个是我学到非常好的功课。
And partly it's because God has provided me a very rich, spiritually rich home for second semester.
一个原因就是神给我预备了一个非常好的属灵的家。
In a place like MIT, you wonder how you would survive.
在 MIT 里面，你觉得你可以怎么生存下去
？But you find on campus.
Right.
You find on campus.
但是你在学校里边找到。
Is one of the richest Christian foundations on the Northeast Coast.
是在这个最在。东北那方面是最好的一个基督徒的一个基本在那边。
You wonder why at such a technical school would there be so many people looking for God?
你在想为什么在一个科技的学校里边有人会寻找神
？Because doesn't that undermine everything that you are studying?
你在想这不是跟你所学习的有相反吗
？But I think like because our educations are so technical.
但是我在想，这些学习是非常有在科技上的。
And that you're on the brink of cutting-edge human knowledge.
你在在这个人在思想上是最先进的一部分。
You quickly find that it's not enough.
你很快就会觉得这个是不够的。
And more importantly, you find that God is the only answer.
就是另外就是很快你知道神才是唯一的答案。
And God arranged for me.To be immersed, just plunged into a Christian community.
神让我就沉在这个基督的一个环境里边。
If you can think about it for just one second.
你再想一想。
If you contrast first and second semester.
我在想第一个学期跟第二学期的分别。
Where first semester, I was concentrating on the negatives.
在第一个学期，我就一直注重在那个不好的地方。
Dwelling on why God wasn't there.
在想神为什么不在那边。
As opposed to God, you are there, and I want to search you more.
其实是应该是神是在那边，我应该在寻找他。
And you know, God doesn't expect us to be perfect.
神没有说我们要我们是完全。
That's the ultimate goal.
这是我们最终的目的。
But he knows we're a faulty people.
但是他知道我们是不完全的。
So he gives according to each.
所以他就让我们每一个人。
He portions appropriately.
他会给我们所该得的一份。
And through this community of believers,
在这个信徒的这个环境里边
，prayer, worship,
有祷告，有赞美
，Bible study,
有读经
，became an invaluable part of my life.
这变成我生命中非常重要的一部分。
That just could just can't do without.
我就发觉我不能缺少这一部分。
It's sort of like God was giving me a chance to love them back.
好像是神给我一个机会，我可以回去爱他。
So in 1 John, you'll read that.
在这个约翰一书，你会看到。
We love because He first loved us.
我们爱，因为他先爱我们。
Through all of this.
在这样子这么多的经历。
God showed me that MIT,
神让我看到这 MIT 学校
was the only place that I could have learned this.
是唯一的地方我可以学习这些功课的。
So all the bitterness that I had first semester,
所以我第一个学期所有的苦读
was quickly washed away when I realized that my spiritual growth,
很快呢这个就会除去，因为我发觉在我的属灵上的长进
had climbed.
我继续往前。
But more importantly,
但是更重要的
He made me realize there's a long way to go.
我觉得可能是还有很长的一条路。
You know, God just shows me like He's the ultimate planner.
神就让我看到他是最终目的的一个计划人。
And for the people who know me,
你们认识我的话
I like to plan.
我喜欢有计划。
I like to be organized.
我喜欢有规律。
And I like to know what's going to happen.
我知道，我希望知道要什么事情要发生。
But that's not how it works with God.
但是神不让这样子的事情这样子。
God says, "Let me be in control."
神说，我来做掌管。
I know better than you.
我比你懂得更多。
I'm the most powerful thing there is.
我是最有能力的。
So, I was thinking about next year.
所以我在想，那下一年怎么办
？Because it gets harder.
因为会更难。
Freshman year is the easiest.
他们说，第一年是最容易的。
But then, so I look forward to next year.
So, 其实我是很希望可以想看到明年。
I have expectations.
我有期望。
And I hope I won't be disappointed.
我希望我不会失望。
But a passage comes to mind.
但是有一段圣经到我的脑海里。
That I really shouldn't be worrying.
但我不应该担忧。
That I should let God be in control.
我要让神来掌管。
And that's in Matthew 6.
这是在马太第六章。
Verses 25 to 34.
25节26。
And if you don't mind,
如果你不介意的话
I'd like to read it to you.
我要读给你们听。
Matthew 6:25. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes?
第二十五节那边说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Verse 26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
26节说，你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓库里，你们的天父尚且养活它。
Verse,
你们不比飞鸟贵重得多吗？
Verse 27, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?
27节，你们哪一个能用思虑使愁数多加一刻呢？
28, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.
28, 何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花，
怎么长起来，他也不劳苦，也不纺线。
29. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
29. 然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。
If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
30. 你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还能想给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、穿、喝什么、穿什么。
For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
这是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你们先要求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天只有明天的忧虑，一天的忧虑的难处，一天就够了。
So we have this tradition, like in our fellowship.
所以在我们的传系里面有这样子的一个传统。
When somebody says God is good,
有人说是神是好的。
The congregation says all the time.
那个整个会众说常常都是这样子。
And when we say all the time,
当我说常常是这样子的时候
，congregation says God is good.
然后那个会众就会说神是好的。
So God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
Okay. 感谢主，让这年轻人给我们这最好的见证。我记得一年前送他去学校的时候，他好像没有什么可以分享。一年后，不一样了哈。下个礼拜我要送我女儿去大学，我希望她明年回来也可以做同样的见证。主把我们放在不一样的环境里面，让我们不断的长大，不断的就是能够更多的像她，也能够为她做见证，这是最可贵的。我们最后我们唱一首诗歌241首 241一起起立来唱这首诗歌。我们再唱。
自己的里面尽在心中，每每软弱已经该脱身，快意软弱是本为成全，也为存在能力。全皮肤是我真实的和，我体关于你面前之乐，也为能力觉在这时候，也为何我不留。全等祈求你复兴光辉，将你恩赐分给你教会，使我成全这满大能力，给我全身能力。千杯不负我坚持的好，我的关系你全都赐予，给我的理解在这时候，给我和我保留，赐下的理在这里全凭，如他你在无情皆是情，答应所求，答应不舍得，给我全身能力。
在主面前我们一起祷告，凡有感动的我们都可以开口。Yeah.